I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News. The Quad Cities Chamber of Commerce wants a lot from Santa Claus for 2017. Its list includes a budget from Illinois, corporate tax reform from Iowa, money for building infrastructure from the federal government, and much more. Here's a look at the Chamber's legislative priorities for next year. Jason Gordon is the Chamber's Vice President of Public Affairs. He says in many ways, local businesses need state and federal governments to clear the way for success.
Iowa, a couple of years ago, did pass a fuel tax increase by 10 cents. We supported that. One of the bright spots, perhaps, in an incoming Trump administration is that he is talking about a comprehensive infrastructure bill for the United States. So we think there might be some opportunity there. And then the state of Illinois, they passed this past election the what they call the lockbox provision, which ensures that money collected from fuel tax will be used exclusively for transportation and infrastructure projects.
Gordon says government may also get in the way of job creation and economic growth.
East Moline went out within the last 5 or 6 years and annexed land for the purpose of growth. And now the state DNR and the Corps of Engineers are saying, well, that's in the floodway. Well, that area has never flooded. And so we need to have a process by which we can revisit those decisions and maybe have an appeal process so that our cities aren't hamstrung when they want to try and develop.
Quad Cities Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Tara Barney says another top priority is corporate tax reform in Iowa.
And we're looking for the leadership of the state of Iowa to start to sort those out, simplify them, keep them revenue neutral, we think. We're not advocating for a decrease, but we are advocating for a much simpler system because in the world of economic development and business traction, it's in the too hard pile, and we need to get back in the easy pile.
Barney also says favorable free trade policies are essential for Quad Cities companies to compete globally.
But we're really also very interested in having the federal government work with us on the Rock Island Arsenal. They've done a wonderful job for the past few years. We need to continue that and make it more sustainable so it's not a crisis year in and year out. Rock Island Arsenal is a national asset. It has a set of logistics capabilities there that matter to the entire U.S. defense, and I'd say to this country in general. So we are very appreciative of the bipartisan support we're getting on that conversation right now.
As in past years, a big priority is long-term and dedicated funding for education in both Illinois and Iowa. A lack of funding for higher education is already hurting efforts to develop a well-trained workforce. I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities, NPR.